high growing.
Did I just lose the page? Yes. Okay, so we're at Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says that if a person Amar of Yasha Breder B'Shub Levi, what's the halacha? We had many different opinions above that had different ways of bringing tefillin into the basic kisei. So the halacha is golem kamin sefer va'olchsim bimino kenegavivo. You bring them into the basic kisei with you. You wrap them up with the ritzuas, Rashi says, and you hold them up. You're holding it in your right hand, as Rashi says. Golem Rashi says. Does it say yamino somewhere?
Yeah, because you can't do it with your left hand.
I just want to see the, where does it say Yamino? Someone said Yamino. Anyway,
Rashi.
Okay, makes sense. If you're holding it in your right hand, so you go like this, you're holding a connect libo.
You have to do it. That
so that's the way you do it during the day. So the Gemara says, first of all, it's requiring shlote ritzua yotzei tzedakas yodo tefach. Ritzua can't come out. And Rashi has a whole explanation, which you really don't understand until you see a certain Gemara, which I'm not sure we're going to get to today. The Rashi has a whole explanation about how the ritzuas have shemos from the Shin Shakayin. And what is Rashi saying that for? He's saying it because of a certain Gemara, which maybe we'll get to today. And then you have the statement of Amar of Yaakov Aracha, Amar of Yizera. That what? Lo shon of Allah Shiyeshu. Hus b'yom lo shon. Ava ain't shus b'yom lo shon. Osam k'min kis tefach u'menichan. That this whole halakha that you wrap them up in your hand and you hold them k'neg libo. It says b'mino in Rashi, by the way. I know it says. I mean, not Rashi. The Gemara says osam b'mino. That whole halakha is only b'yom. Yeshus b'yom. If you have still time during the day to put them back on again after you finish. You put them in some kind of a bag that has a tefach space, and that's what you do with them. And do you bring them into the basic kisei or not? It doesn't really say. Okay. So there seems to be a distinction between Yom and Laila, and between a distinction of Yeshuhus Bayom and Shuhus Bayom. And Rashi explains what's the difference between Yom and Laila and Yeshuhus and Ein Shuhus. So Rashi says it means the following. By Yom means if you're taking them off only for the purpose of the Beis HaKisei. So therefore, there is a heter to bring them into the Beis HaKisei if you wrap them up and hold them in your hand. But Balaila means what? If you're not taking them off for the purpose of the Beis HaKisei, but rather you're taking them off so because you finished wearing them, and you're putting them away for the night, so then you can't, obviously not going to hold them, you're not going to hold them all night, then what you need to do is something different. You need to make kis tefach. Why do you need, what's the problem? It's putting them there. Why do you have to put them in the kis altogether? So Rashi says, you know why there's a problem? Because I guess you don't have any room in your armoire for it, and you're going to put them on the floor. So if you want to put them on the floor, they have to be in a kis. Okay? So it's one thing. There's no case where you bring them in to the Beis HaKisei with the kiss. Right? There's no case like that. What about the din of Yeshuhus Bayom Ve'Ein Shuhus Bayom? So if Yeshuhus Bayom means that you're going to put it on again after you come out, then what do? Then you can wrap them up in your hand and bring them in. Ein Shuhus Bayom, you can't. You have to leave them outside, right? Does it say anything about? Does it say Ein Shuhus Bayom? Ein Shuhus Bayom. It says you have to make a kis tefach. Why do you have to make a kis tefach? If the Ein Shuhus Bayom, what's the purpose of the Shuhus Tefach? Right? You're not going to bring them into the Beis HaKisei anyway, according to Rashi. Right? So why are you making a kis tefach? You're not putting away for night. It says. You are putting it away for a night in a sense, but it's talking about where it's still daytime, but by the time you get out of the bathroom, it's going to be nighttime. So then you can't do something unless, you can't bring them in with you, and you have to make a kisevach. Why do you have to make a kisevach? So the answer is because what you're going to do is put him on the ground. Rashi doesn't really say that, but that's what's explained by the Talmid, Rabbi Yonah, right? That he says, so Rashi never said that. That's that Rashi, Talmid Rabbi Yonah says on Daf Yedalam Adveis, Pirish Rashi's out, the Achikam, because you're holding some golden commit Sefer Torah, the Ain Soch Lanicham Bekis, El Afilu Bekarka. Kadei she yil mizumanim lahanicham kishe yirtze. Oh, it's even a bigger kiddush, I'm sorry. That if you put them, that the requirement, that there's an extra thing in Rashi, according to the two Rebbe Yonah, that not only don't you have, can you put, you can't bring them in, if what? If you can bring them in if you're going to put them back on. You can't bring them in if you're not going to put that back them on. You can. You have to make a kiss tefach. So that's it. So what Tavid Rabbeinu says, that Rashi says that if you're going to put them on, it's better in two ways. First of all, you can bring them in. And second of all, if you're not going to bring them in, you can put them on the ground without a kiss tefach. You hear? According to Rashi, you need a kiss tefach. If you're going to wear them, it's Yeshua Husbayam, you're going to wear them. So you can bring them in just holding them. Also, according to Rashi, if you're not going to bring them in, but it's time to put them on again, when you put them on the ground, you don't need to put them in a kiss tefach in order to put them on the ground. Because he says that. He says, Hachikam shecholos osam golem kamin sefer Torah, v'ein tzorach laniach b'kiss. El afilu b'karka. If it's someone where you're going to put the tefillin on again, then you can put them even in on the karka, because you have to explain what's the difference. In other words, what's the difference between the two cases? Why yeshu hutzbayom ve'en shu hutzbayom? So it's a difference in two ways. First of all, the difference of whether you can carry them in at all. The second of all, the difference is if you're going to put them on the ground, do you need a kiss or not? That's the way he learns Stratton Rabbeinu Yonah. I mean, Rashi. Talmid Rabbeinu was Stratton Rashi. I'm not sure you had to learn Rashi that way. Our Rashi doesn't say that. It doesn't say not that way either. But it's a tremendous chiddush that what? That not only can you bring them into the Beis HaKisei because you want to be able to put them on quickly,
right,
Bayom, but you could even put them on the ground, so that
you can put them back down.
So you can put them back on again. You're not required to put them in a kiss in order to put them on the ground.
Which would you think is worse, Mr. Bringing him into the bathroom or putting him on the ground?
I don't know.
According to him, it's bringing him into the bathroom.
So he says, if you can bring him to the bathroom, consider putting him on the ground.
Yeah.
According to Gershon, it's better to take him in.
What?
According to Gershon, it's better to take him in. That's only because it'll protect him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a different thing. All right. So that's the sheet of Rashi. That the distinction between Yom and Laila is a distinction. The reason you need a kiss, according to Rashi, is for what purpose? To put it on the ground. There's no other purpose that Rashi mentions that a kiss serves. It's just, how does a kiss help you? So Rashi says, Rashi says, what's the purpose of a kiss? Also, I'm giving kiss. The chalol tefach, it has a space of a tefach. The chashil hakli ohel ahatzik beinam lekarka. Because the Gemara says, this idea of it being considered an ohel, Rashi didn't make that up. The Gemara said it. The Gemara said, where does the idea of having a kiss come from? It comes from Pachim Katanim that Matzil in Bo'ol HaMeis. So you see that somehow there must be some function that a kiss accomplishes by Tumah V'Tahara that it accomplishes in this case too. So what function does it accomplish by Tumah V'Tahara? It accomplishes the function that is considered a Rishus B'Fnei Atzmo, right? It's Rishus B'Fnei Atzmo. It's not considered in the Ohel or whatever. Similarly over here, Rashi says, what is the concept? There's no Tumah V'Tahara over here, right? First of all, it's just talking about whether you can put it on the ground or not. So Rashi says, normally you can't put it on the ground because I guess it's a bizarre to put it on the ground. But if you have a kiss tefach, then it's Choshev HaKli Ohel Lahatzik Beinam Lakarka. Okay? Then the kiss is considered a separate entity,
right,
and it's
not on the ground.
And it's not located on the ground.
It's
in the kiss.
Right.
The kiss is on the ground, but it's in the kiss.
Right.
And the Gemara then makes a distinction between whether it's kli shehu kalyon or ein kalyon. So in other words, if it's a tefillin kiss, then you need a tefach. If it's not a tefillin kiss, you don't need a tefach. Why should that be a distinction? So Rashi says, again, it all has to do with being mafsik between the karka and the tefillin. That kissa also letzarcha on the kelyon, if it's made for the kissa is a tefillin bag, then it's korbel yos batal etzlam. So then it's considered as if it's part of the tefillin, and therefore hilchon bein davar hanikar shechazes neim. There you have to have something that makes it into a separate entity, so it's not considered as if the tefillin are in the bag and the ground, but rather the tefillin are on in the bag. The bag is on the ground. Okay, that's how Rashi.
I have a question.
Yeah. What on Rashi?
No, no, fine.
Let's do Rav Haigon. Okay?
What?
So Rav Haigon has a different sheet. Rav Haigon says that this is not talking about, in general, taking off your tefillin at the end of the day, whether you can put the tefillin down on the ground or not. That's not the function of the kiss. But rather, it's all talking about going into the Beis HaKisei. V'ahikoma. And this is what it means. Kishenichnas bayom v'tzorach l'chalsam. If you're going into the Beis HaKisei during the day and you have to take them off, kadesh l'ikana tefillin Beis HaKisei, obviously you have to take them off. So golon kamin sefer Torah, the ain zorach l'nichum b'chli. So you just hold them, right? Bimino keneged libo. Avo kishenichas balayla. But what if you're going to Beis HaKisei at night? So then you can't go in, and you still have your tefillin with you. You're traveling with your tefillin, right? Whether you were wearing them or not wearing them, whatever it is, you're still traveling with them. So what do? You want to have to go to Beis HaKisei. So he says you can't go into the Beis HaKisei. Ain lo litlon. I'm sorry. He says. Then you also lahen kiss tefach. You can't just carry it into the Beis HaKisei. You have to put it in a kisifa. Umeinichon besoch hakli umatznion. Came in she'ein lo litlon. Since he's not going to put it on again. Vamrina loshon al bayom the golon commits sefer Torah v'sagi lubachi. Aval kishyeshu hus bayom the loshon. Came the odayam godl v'yachal adayim l'kayim as a mitzvah. Lo matriach osol lo seisom besoch kiss. Aval achash yos beis hakisa ein shus bayom kdei lavoshon ein lo lanichem kach the ein lo lanichem kach the lo tzorach. You shouldn't put them, bring them into the beis hakisa in such a way where it's not necessary. Ela osam kis tefach umnich besoch matzniyah. So according to Rav Haigon, the distinction for yom malayla is a distinction about how you go into a beis hakisa, and what's the function of the kiss in Rav Haigon's interpretation of the Gemara. What does the kiss accomplish?
It seals
the tomb from what?
Yeah.
From the
tumah.
Quotation mark.
Right.
Tumah, the avir of the Beis HaKisei. It's not considered if it's in the ol right. of the Beis HaKisei, right? It actually, it sort of more seems more of a parallel to the din of tumah than whether you can put it on the ground or not. I mean, according to Rashi, so. So he has a totally different pshat in the function of a kiss. Putting it on the ground, he doesn't discuss it at all. Whether he can or can't, I don't know whether a kiss would help or wouldn't help. He doesn't really discuss that. But it's clear there's a machlokus over here that Rashi holds that a kiss would not help to bring into a basic kisei, and Rav Haigon holds that it does.
But they both agree that the holding in your hand is because you're going to put it on fast.
Exactly. Now, they both agree that the only time you're allowed to go into the Beis HaKisei holding in the hand is because you're going to, in order to enable you to put them on right after you get out quickly.
And if it's not, then
the question is, can you go into the Beis HaKisei with a kiss or not? This actually is a machloket in Rambam and Ravid.
The Rambam holds like the Rabbi, right?
The Rambam holds, let's look at the Rambam. Let's see what he holds like. Hoyalovish betfilin, the Hutzuk Lebes Akisila is Erev. Lo Nisham and Ayam Kadeh Leloshon Achashi Yese. Right? You have to go to Beis HaKisei, and you're not going to have time to put them on again afterwards. Lo Yichlas Behem Glulim Bevigdo. You should not do. You see, he says Bevigdo. Rashi said Biyodo. Just point out a difference to you. This is Shita. Rambam has a little different Shita in terms of how you're passing. It's not talking about whether you're holding it in your hand, but it's the big deal. But filo hashtin ma'ave beisa kesi kavua. That's because we passed him that you're not allowed to remember that. That was a machlokas amaroi. El kesed yasa. So what should you do? Cholson umenichen dechelion im ha'yibat tefach I'm sorry, to take them off and put them in their tefillin bag, if the tefillin bag has a tefach. And obviously, if you're going to make a tefillin bag, it's a pretty good idea to make it big enough to have a tefach. Oh, b'chli she'ein achil, you know, to put it in your brach bag. Af b'chli she'ein bo tefach. V'olcheis ha'kli b'yod v'nichlen. So how does the Rambam learn? Like Rashi, like Rav Menuhai. Either if there's no time to put them on after you come out of the bathroom, or if you're going in at night. Alright? So the Ravid, there's a whole, I'm not going to go through the Ravid. For some reason, there's no Ravid in Bar Ilan. I really should let Professor Avi Ezri know that they didn't have the. They didn't have the Ravid. I mean, I don't know where it is.
He's gone.
No, I was in contact with him today already, but I forgot to let him know this. Anyway, the Ravid says, first of all, he doesn't understand why is he bringing it into the Beis HaKisei altogether. So he thinks it must be bringing it to the Beis HaKisei for Shmira or something like that, like Gemara says by later on by Rabbi Yochanan. See, he says, well, we don't paskin that way, and you're not supposed to bring it for Shmira. So the answer is that the Rambam is not bringing in for Shmira. He's bringing it in because he's got nothing else to do with them. That's what he's bringing it in. How is he allowed to bring it in to the Beis HaKisei? How is he allowed to bring it to the Beis HaKisei? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Beis HaKisei asked the question differently. How can the Ravid ask this question on the Rambam? How can you bring it to the Beis HaKisei? The Gemara says you bring it in Beis HaKisei if it's in a kiss, right? So the Mishnah explains something that's really fairly obvious, that the Ravid learned like Rashi and the Rambam learns like Rabbeinu Hai. Fine. I think that we're going to stop over here because we're already past the time. And Bli Neder will do the Rashba and the Mogen Avraham, the Teres to the Rashba's questions. I'll just tell you Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos is the following. The Gemara and Shabbos says, well, let's do the first question of the Rashba, that we can't do. Amar Abayi, you see? So our Gemara says that the only time you can bring it in the Kli is the Rashba, right. The only time you can bring it in, the only time you need a tefach is if it's Kelyan, but if it's a regular Kli, you don't need a tefach. So the Gemara says, if it's talking about a Kli, which is its Kli, even if you have a tefach, what good is it? Hogufandami. It's considered like the tefillin. If it's a Kli, if it's a tefillin bag, and he brings a raya. In our Gemara, in Perek Mishameh, so at the end of the Perek, it says, Bayis Yesh Bo Sefer Torah Tefillin, Osta B'tash V'Shamita. You're not allowed to touch Shemitah in a bias that has Sefer Torah Tefillin. Atshiyotziyim. Either you take the Tefillin and the Sefer Torah out of the bias. Oshiyonichim Kli B'tol Kli. Or you put them, this is the double Kli, the double bagging that Erwin was talking about. Or you do double bagging. V'amar Abaye, lo amun ela b'chli she'enu kelyan. Abba plishu kelyan, afil asar money, kechad mon adami. But that's only good if you're putting it into kelim, which are brach bags. But if you're putting them into tefillin bags, so you can, or you're putting them into Torah mantles, you can put 10 Torah mantles, or 10 tefillin bags on top of it, and it's still considered as if it's tefillin bag. And it's a tefillin bag, it's bottled to the tefillin, and you can't, it's also b'tash m'shamita, as you see him. Okay? So what's the Rashba's kasha? What good does it do if you have a tefach, if it's kelyon, it doesn't help. You need to be motzian. It's still considered as if it's a tefillin. So Rashba answers the nechli. The chli echad miyahavi. So the amrina ki chli echad damyan. Okay? When it says that you can't do tashma shemitah in a house if you have tefillin there unless it's the chli b'tzol chli. And if it's a kli am yuchad l'tefillin, even 10 of them is still considered like one kli. That's because there you need two kelim, you need double bagging. And it's only considered like single bagging. Here you don't need double bagging. It's a different situation. Here you either according to Rashi, according to the Rabbeinu Haigon, what you're not doing tashma shemitah, you're either be mafsik between the karka and the karka and the tefillin, or you're allowing you to go into the base of kisei. For there, you only need one kli. You don't need kli besoch kli. Why should there be a difference? Maybe that's another discussion. Mm-hmm. But you only need one kli. So if it has a tefach, even if it's coming, it is considered like one kli.
Well, it's not that you just need one kli. It's a different function of the kli, because
you need a kli that has a tefach. It's a different function.
Right. It's not just the fact that it's only need one kli, because if it's still part of the tefillin, it wouldn't be a kli anyway. In other words, in this case, it's not considered part of the tefillin.
Well, it
in
is.
In terms of taking it in the bathroom.
But apparently it would be considered part of the tefillin as far as the Tashmish. Din of Sefer Torah, by Tashas by Sefer Torah,
right.
Is concerned. There it would be.
The
so
right.
Rashba is assuming that they're, that, you know, in the Kasha at least, he's assuming that.
It's different purposes. It's different.
Exactly.
Well, different effects of the. Like the same kli, you have two klis, right? Two tefillin bags that you're making for tefillin. Both have a tefach. One you go into the bathroom, and one you attach to the Sefer Torah. In one case, it doesn't work, and in this case, it does work. In one case, this is part of the tefillin, and one
well,
case
in the case of Tashas Hamitzah, even if you had 10
tefillin. Right. So in other words,
but you see, anyway, it seems as if the Tashas Hamitzah has a different requirement. It's a requirement of kli besoch kli. So I'm not that just a kli.
Right, but it seems that in that case, the kli doesn't serve as the function of the kli. In other words, he's saying in that case, that same tefillin bag, which was with the tefach.
It is one kli over there, but it's only one kli.
I thought he said even if you had 10 like that.
Yeah, it's still one kli.
Because it's miyucha to the.
Because they're all, it's considered all as if it's one kli.
Because
it's made for that specific.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason, but so what's the lumbus? That's what Mark's saying.
Miyucha to the tefillin. I thought that was his issue, that it's part of the tefillin, and therefore it's not a bag in that case.
Well, it is a bag. Because
I mean,
if you put.
Right.
Because.
Well,
even the idea of this ohel tefach apparently
right.
Doesn't make a difference in the din of tashmish
hamitzah.
Right. Even if it's an ohel tefach, if it's miyuchad, it would only be it still wouldn't be good if it's 10 of them. Even if it's 10 of them.
Right.
The question is, what happens if you have a 10 film bag, or even one film bag, or a sefer Torah bag, and a non-film bag?
Right.
Yes, that would. Yeah,
so that would be fine.
That would be fine.
Yeah. Both cases. That's what the Rashi says.
Right.
Both cases. Yeah. That's what the Rashba says, that even though that it says over there you can put, if you have 10 of them, 10 tefillin bags, it still have to be, you can't do Tashmish HaMitzah unless you take them out. That doesn't mean it's not considered, it is considered like one bag. So all you need now is a second bag. You need all your 10 tefillin bags and one brach bag, and you're set.
And the tefach has nothing to do with it.
This doesn't seem to be a discussion of a tefach at all by Sefer Torah. I'm not sure
and
why.
Film.
What's filling? By Tashmish HaMitzah.
Right.
I don't know why. All right, we'll stop over here, gentlemen. We'll get back to Rashba.
All right. Next week. Who will come next?